and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2375, and it was recorded on Thursday, 14th of May, 2026. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, and as usual, I am joined by Paul Henderson. Today we have our regular mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news, two features which will be read by Sarah Wingate Gray, and May's edition of Chat Around. Here's Paul to tell us more about it.
Hello everyone, this is Paul in my role as editor of Chat Around, just to let you know what we have recorded for you after this week's Chatterbox. In response to our request for chats linked to Vision Norfolk activities, we have one featuring the choir from a singer's point of view, and then another with the Monty Don Gardener at Vision Norfolk. In addition, we have some chats about the careers of two locals within the professional entertainment industry. And finally, we may just meet a dragon. So keep listening for these and more after today's Chatterbox. Well, that sounds worth waiting for, doesn't it? I suppose I would say that, wouldn't I? Anyway, hello everyone. We have no new listeners to introduce this week, so we will crack straight on with the news.
Our first set of news items start with a man using artificial intelligence to control cars and robots. From an underground nuclear bunker beneath a former radar station in Norfolk, entrepreneur William Sacchetti has been quietly working on what he calls his biggest project to date. The founder and CEO of Academy of Robotics, who lives at the RAF Neatus Head site after purchasing it in 2022, has launched Athena AI. An artificial intelligence platform, it is designed to function as the brain behind his company's inventions, which includes self-driving cars and NHS hospital robots. Athena has also been created for businesses capable of carrying out day-to-day tasks such as replying to emails, answering phone calls, and organising staff rotas. At the same time, it keeps personal and company data safe by storing it within a small portable computer that firms can keep on site, rather than uploading information to the cloud. Since purchasing the former Second World War base and Cold War radar station, Mr. Sacchetti's Academy of Robotics has completed trials of its self-driving, autonomous cargo delivery bot at RAF Brize Norton in Oxfordshire and its helper bots at Milton Keynes University Hospital. He now says Athena will enable the company to deliver its projects at scale.
The curtain has been lifted on one of the country's biggest art festivals for 2026. Volunteers and organisers of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival kick things off by getting in the mood with a dance at the station. Led by Matt Nunn from Bo Nanafana Social Club, who will be performing on May the 19th at the Spiegel Tent, the volunteers learned how to dance the Charleston as commuters pass by. The Norfolk and Norwich Festival will run until Sunday the 24th of May, bringing more than 100 events to Norwich and beyond. The lineup includes concerts, classical music, theatre, dance, literature and visual arts. The music programme features everything from folk and jazz to contemporary, with headliners including Cowboy Junkies and jazz saxophonist Sam Brasher. And in the classical world, our very own Norwich Philharmonic are performing Walton's mighty Belshazzar's Feast on May the 23rd. Something not to miss. Oh yes, I'm singing as well. Free events will be held across the city during the Welcome Weekend, featuring around a dozen pop-up performances in public spaces. The festival has been running since 1772 and is one of the oldest festivals in the UK.
ambulance response times are continuing to improve across the east of England. The latest performance data from the East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust, EEAST, shows shorter waits for the second consecutive month. In April, the average ambulance response time for serious emergencies such as chest pain and suspected strokes was 27 minutes and 20 seconds. This marks an improvement of nearly 9 minutes compared to the same month last year. Category 1 incidents, which are the highest priority, were reached in an average of 8 minutes and 11 seconds, down from 8 minutes and 36 seconds the year before. The improvements were made possible by recruiting more clinical staff, reducing vehicle downtime, and updating the ambulance fleet. The Trust has also increased clinical support within its emergency operation centres.
A revamped playground is bringing new fun to break times, thanks to a school's community connections. St Faith's Church of England Primary School in Horsham St Faith received a playground makeover from Norfolk-based Able Homes after teachers appealed for help. The company patched and repaired the tarmac surface, repainted ball courts and hopscotch grid, and created a brand new alphabet-based education game.
A city centre building, once home to two major retail chains, could soon be transformed into dozens of apartments. The ALB Group plans to convert the former Wilco and Poundland site on St Stephen's Street in Norwich, which closed in late 2023, into 71-bedroom flats for young professionals. Branded as regeneration specialists, the Nottingham-based business behind the proposal also plans to split the shops into two or three smaller units to attract businesses to the city. The company said it had already received interest from potential retailers. Homes Values, a discount store, recently signed a six-month lease to take over the former Poundland unit, which should be vacant again by October. ALB Group also recently acquired the former site of Tesco Metro site Guildhall Hill, opposite Norwich Market, for an undisclosed amount of money. The firm has said plans are being drawn up to establish the best way to bring the almost 43,000 square foot building back to life. Plans for a Travelodge hotel with 91 rooms in the empty office space above the former supermarket were approved by Norwich City Council in July 2021. Property consultants then said there had been strong interest from a national restaurant chain to move into the Tesco site, but no further update had been shared since. Once planning permission is secured, work will begin immediately, with completion expected 18 months later.